Howdy, Grayson County. This is Marshall Tollison, your Ag and Natural Resource Extension agent, and you're listening to Grayson Ag Talk, the podcast of Texas A&M AgriLife Extension in Grayson County. Today, I'd like to discuss a topic that you can act on immediately if you're listening to this podcast within a month of it being released, and that is pre-emergent herbicide. If you're a little confused about what I mean, have no fear, because by the end of this episode, you will be able to have an intelligent conversation with your herbicide salesperson of choice, make an informed decision, and appropriately take steps to prevent annual weeds in your lawn or pasture. Let's start with the basics. What is a pre-emergent herbicide? This is a type of herbicide that controls plant growth as it's germinating and prevents them from breaking through the soil surface, or emerging. They act before the plant comes up. It's pre-emergent. Once the plant has broken through the soil surface, this type of herbicide has zero control. How exactly do they do this? These chemicals disrupt plant biological processes like cell division and reproduction to halt growth in the layer of the soil that has been treated. Established plants that have root systems below this treated layer of soil can continue normal growth and development without being affected by the chemical. After a certain amount of time, the chemical breaks down and control of the germinating plants stops. This means that perennial plants like Dallas grass are not controlled by pre-emergent herbicides. Now that you know the basics, we can dig into the details of how you can use a pre-emergent herbicide to prevent weeds in your lawn. The first thing you need to know is what plants you are trying to control. Take some time to visit agiturf.tamu.edu and look through their gallery of common Texas lawn weeds. You will look for a chemical based on the plants you are trying to prevent. If you don't remember, you can ask for an herbicide with broad spectrum control. If you call me or come into my office in the courthouse, we can talk through which one might work best for you. The next thing to look at is your equipment. What do you have available to apply the herbicide? If you have a broadcast spreader, you can choose a chemical in a granular form. If not, you need some sort of spray equipment to apply the chemical. If you have neither, I suggest purchasing the broadcast spreader, even one of the small handheld ones. For larger lawns, you will want to invest in a push-type spreader. If you have a sprayer, either a backpack or a handheld sprayer, you will have to be very careful to make sure you are uniformly applying the chemical. You will also want to calibrate the sprayer to know what rate of chemical you are applying so you don't over or under apply. Another factor is the species of grass you are trying to grow. Some chemicals will damage different turf grasses, like atrazine on Bermuda grass. Pay careful attention to the product's label to make sure your desired species isn't listed on the controlled species section. You will want to make the decision of which chemical to apply based on the three previous factors. A knowledgeable herbicide salesman will be able to guide you in the right direction from there. Or you can call me, or again, come into my office in the bottom floor of the courthouse, and I'll help you select a product. I've got a whole book of them. We can find one that'll work for you. Once you have bought a chemical, you will need to read the label. The label will have instructions for application, including rate and method. You will need to wear the proper protective equipment listed on the label as well. Keep in mind that the label is the law, and deviation from the instructions listed on the label is a punishable offense. If you are spraying your chemical, make sure that your tank is mixed to the right concentration and you know the amount of product you are applying per square foot as you're walking. If you need help calibrating your sprayer, AgriLife has resources to walk you through it. If you are applying a granule with a broadcast spreader, follow the directions listed on the label for the spreader settings, and make sure you know the width your spreader will reach. Avoid overlapping so you aren't wasting chemical. You might also consider splitting your application into two passes across your lawn, walking perpendicular on your second pass to ensure more uniform application. After that, many pre-emergent herbicides need a little water to move into the soil. If you water your lawn a quarter inch, that will help your chemical move into the top 1 inch of soil and start controlling germinating weeds. Different chemicals require different irrigation treatments. So I know that this is redundant, but read the label and follow it. After that, you can relax and enjoy your spring and summer free of annual weeds. While your neighbors are fighting crabgrass, you can kick back with a glass of tea. As for those pesky perennial weeds, well, they deserve an episode of their own. That's all I've got for today. Be sure to check back in for more episodes periodically and look at our website, grayson.agrilife.org, for more information. We have an Instagram too now, Grayson Ag Talk, so if you do Instagram, we're there. Thank you.